HBO Sports presents.
You guys ready? Let's go!
A legendary program. 11 national championships. 17 Final Fours. The best college basketball team ever.
Let's go out there and play.
A multi-part documentary series following the UConn women's team.
This is why we practice the way we practice. We train the way we train.
UConn, the March to Madness, Wednesdays 10 p.m., starts March 1st, only on HBO.
HBO Sports presents an unscripted documentary series chronicling the 2016-17 season of the University of Connecticut Women's Huskies basketball team. Get an all-access pass as the series spotlights the players and coaches chronicling the hard work and high expectations game by game as they continue their extraordinary run pursuing their fifth consecutive national championship. Don't miss UConn. The March to Madness, Wednesdays at 9 p.m., starting March 1st, only on HBO.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option, keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Five times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves are home Saturday night versus the defending champions. The first 5,000 girls receive an American Girls shirt giveaway. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in the NBA and the Bulls. They play at Denver tonight. Tip-off is at 7. Michael Carter-Williams and Paul Zipser are out. Also tonight in the NBA, the Warriors play at Washington, and Utah travels to the Thunder. In hockey, the Blackhawks have agreed to one-year extensions with Michael Roosevelt and Jordan Tutu. Nicholas Jarmelson, he's out for the rest of the week. Corey Crawford is feeling better from his illness, but Scott Darling will start in net tomorrow with Pittsburgh at the UC. AHL, the Wolves are off until Saturday. NFL news, the Vikings will not pick up Adrian Peterson's option for 2017, making him an unrestricted free agent. Eric Berry signs a six-year, $78 million extension to stay in Kansas City, and the Chiefs have released Jamal Charles. Washington has placed a franchise tag on Kirk Cousins. Major League Baseball, the Cubs host the Angels this afternoon. Alec Mills will start. Jason Hayward leads off. First pitch just minutes away. The White Sox face the Mariners in Glendale. Both those games, weather permitting, lots of rain down in Arizona. The Nationals have signed Joe Blanton to a one-year, $4 million deal. And in the CFL, the Dream Team is reunited as the Toronto Argos officially named Jim Popp their GM and Mark Trestman their head coach. If you remember, Josh McGowan threw for 13 touchdowns and one interception with a rating of 109 under Mark Trestman for the Bears in 2013.
A hotel room in Raleigh, North Carolina.
It's where they're playing their games this year. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement. That sounds awful. Seepage in your basement. Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. This week at Target, and man, I love Target, get $15 off when you spend $30. Whoa! When you spend $50 on laundry, cleaning supplies, and other household items. What a savings. Find everything you need to stock up and save at Target. Some restrictions may apply. I'm Cool Hand Matt. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Matt Castle's under center. Adrian is the tailback on first and 10. Handoff Adrian. Scoots to the right side. Gets loose at the 50. Sprints out to the right to the 40. And Adrian's inside the 30. To the 20. 10. Touchdown! A 60-yard touchdown run by Adrian Peterson.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com as well. Adrian Peterson, Dan, is an unrestricted free agent, and he will find out what his market value is. And I like I said last segment, I think he will find out that it isn't as much as he would hope it would be. And now he'll, you know, he's not going to be the starter in Dallas because Ezekiel Elliott and there's
a lot. Yeah, they're making all sorts of noise about saying, yeah, we'll bring him in. He wasn't good.
No. And at some point, Father Time catches up to you. Now, he is one of the greatest running backs, I think we can all agree, that has ever done it. And he came out in 2007. That 2007 NFL draft, not only is it a nice round number 10 years ago, but you can compare it, I think, to this year's draft. There are 43 players. If you go by the Pro Football Weekly Guide 2017, the draft guide that I'm holding up right now, watch670thescore.com, go out to your local stores and get yourself this if you can. There are 43 players with a first-round grade. 43. Now, of course, there are only 32 selections, but
I'd have to compare that to other years or how often there's a disparity in enough room for all these high first-rounders.
It's an amazing number of guys that Greg Gabriel, who's been in the business a long time, and the people over at Pro Football Weekly think that are first-round draftable players, getting good value. And I went back and looked at the year Adrian Peterson came out. Now, I'm not saying that this is the end of the road for Adrian Peterson, but I think we can agree that we've seen his better days. This is a man who's amassed 11,747 yards and 97 touchdowns in a 123 game career. So
and ruined injury comebacks for everyone. He and Russell Westbrook are the two guys that changed reasonable expectations for injury recovery in professional sports.
Dr. James Andrews went in there and he said he had never seen bones as dense as his. He said they were like oak. Yeah. He had never seen anything like his. So he's a freak of nature for whatever reason. And he had himself a storied NFL career. But go back to 07, all right? And I'll just let you know now, the Bears drafted Greg Olsen in 07.
One of their better picks?
Mm-hmm. Number 31 overall. Of the 32 picks, Dan Bernstein,
okay,
how many played in at least one Pro Bowl?
The 07 draft, mm-hmm, how many of the 32 played in played in?
Mm-hmm.
So that we're talking about like alternate, third or fourth alternates, mm-hmm, which ends up
but often.
But
there's only three guys who are alternates.
Out of 32, I'm just going to try to sort of split the baby, mm-hmm, here. I'm gonna say 18.
17 guys.
Right,
17 guys. more than half of the first round played in a Pro Bowl. And this, I don't know if this balances out what you were saying about undrafted free agents and how they're littered all over NFL rosters.
There aren't a lot of great undrafted free agents. My stats were not to say that undrafted free agents all of a sudden become great.
They got jobs.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Chris Harris Jr.
It happens.
One of them.
But as far as Hall of Famers, I want to say, like, isn't Kurt Warner, like, as far as...
James Harrison, Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you could throw him in there.
Yeah.
You could throw him in there.
But to your point, mm-hmm. it'll always be, I mean, the great quarterbacks for every one time. Tom Brady was taken in the sixth round, but most great players showed that they were great and earned their way into that status early on.
Think about this draft. Now, it'll be known for Jamarcus Russell being the number one pick and mm-hmm. being a monumental bust, but you got Calvin Johnson, Joe Thomas, Levi Brown, Adrian Peterson, Ted Ginn Jr., Patrick Willis, Marshawn Lynch, Darrell Revis at 14, Lawrence Timmons, who's had a pretty damn good career at inside linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Leon Hall, who was an all-pro in two separate years at cornerback, Reggie Nelson, Dwayne Bowe, John Beeson, Joe Staley, Ben Grubbs, and Greg Olsen. The first round, and you can go back, you know, from you can go 10 years to now and try to piece through first rounds of drafts, but the first round, then looking at this year's first round with 43 guys with a first round grade by Pro Football Weekly, and our guy Matt Miller, you know, you look at his mock draft, and especially, like I said, in the cornerback position, in the safety position, this is an extremely deep draft. Edge rushers, everything that the Bears are looking for. I think these are the kinds of drafts that GMs not only pray for and wish for, but hope for, because if you're on a short leash right now, I'm not saying Ryan Pace is, but if you're on a hot seat or if you need starters immediately, you can get them. You can get them in these drafts. They got eight edge rushers with first round draft status or projected to be first rounders in Pro Football Weekly's draft guide. And just taking a look at this draft, man, 17 guys. You know, you think you're going to get a couple of Hall of Famers in the first round of every draft. You better get a starter. You better get a guy.
Is that really true? What? Are there a couple Hall of Famers in the first round of every draft?
You would hope.
I'm wondering, but that's a pretty full Hall of Fame at that point.
Well, Calvin Johnson's a Hall of Famer. Joe Thomas is a Hall of Famer. Adrian Peterson's a Hall of Famer.
This draft, yeah. But I'm just wondering if that's actually true.
But I'm just saying, taking a look at this one.
Average numbers.
Taking a look at this one. Or maybe we can go through them as well. But taking a look at this one, not to mention what's happened in the second round and the third round. Right. I know there was one draft, was the Cedric Benson draft, where all the running backs drafted, Frank Gore was the best one. So guys go to the third round for whatever reason, and you find yourself a gem. But this is the draft where if you're a Bears...
Look what Antonio Brown tweeted out. His Pro Football Weekly draft report.
Yeah.
About what he was expected to be, strengths, weaknesses, in summary, you know, late draftable pick. And he said that he would read that every year for 7 years.
In what sport can you be a late drafted player and work yourself to stardom? Like, which sport do you think is easiest to do it in?
There's probably an answer to that.
I'm looking for one from you.
I would say I would like to. There's probably an objective answer for based on where you were drafted and how many players. When you say,
can you work yourself into being a better hitter?
Yeah.
Or do you just have the
well? These are all larger questions about scouting but some say they see it when they see it, you know, like a Kyle Schwarber kind of thing, that either you can hit a ball with a stick or you can't. Others learn how to work pitchers to try to manage at bats to find pitches they're more likely to hit.
Can you work your way into being a 30 goal scorer in the NHL? Because I know now,
it
used to be 40 and 50 goals back in the day. Now 30, you know, you're a top tier scorer.
I would think you can work your way into having a long career in a professional sport, but it's pretty hard without your overcome your nature if you're just not equipped the way others are equipped.
So with your undrafted numbers,
for every David Eckstein,
right?
You know, for every guy like that, there are others who, I mean, there's 20 others who have more natural ability, who might drink their way out of the game or lack the work ethic. That's a sort of a larger philosophical question.
And also, I mean, if the PED conversation when it comes to baseball, isn't that considered working your way into being a better player as well?
How you define it. I mean, define your terms.
In terms of...
Is that work?
You know, allowing you to work out a little bit more. I don't know. I mean, I think when you talk about Antonio Brown, and mentioning your undrafted numbers that are holding jobs in the NFL, is the NFL the spot or the sport that you can work yourself into not only being a good player, but being a great player with the right situation?
Wes Welker or somebody like this.
And how the game evolves as well.
Sure. For me, the reason the NFL is different, the best thing you can be, and I don't want to break into John Fox here.
Break in,
but if you have a certain amount of ability, a reasonable amount of natural ability, the best thing you can do is show up at work.
That's just life, though.
Just show up, right, really, but more so in football, because you're going to get your chance due to injury. You got guys who might languish on a bench for, you know, in baseball, just waiting and waiting and waiting. I mean, look at, you know, Danny Vogelbach, who's, you know, example of a guy right now who's
Mariners like him.
Yeah, opening some eyes. Yeah, they everybody's seen the ball come off his bat forever. Right. But football, you're going to get your shot. You're going to get your shot as something, even if you're a corner center. Hey, well, can we play him at nickel? Can you return kicks? Mm-hmm. By the end of the season.
Just don't screw it up.
Just don't screw it up. You too
could be Rob Ninkovich.
You could be Cameron Meredith. Mm-hmm. You know, and you could be ready for your opportunity and say, well, I don't know, I was a quarterback at Illinois State, and I just kind of hung around a roster.
So it's football.
You're asking a lot of different questions.
I am,
there's a lot of different ways of looking at it. But I would say the one sport where if you just are there, if you're just available, you're going to have a chance to show somebody you belong, where other sports, you
basketball,
might have to...
So are we saying de facto that basketball is the toughest then? Because
there's only five spots,
and the guys that are the talented guys, it's kind of hard to unseat them.
And that guy is not going to have a 300-pound guy roll up on his leg every day, and you just hope it's not the one time that his leg explodes. I mean, football.
If you're James Harden, you're like, you know what? I got to go elsewhere. I know I'm terrific. Right. I'm an all-world talent, but I got to go elsewhere to get my shots. Yeah. You got KD and you got Russell right in front of me. This is not going to work out for me here.
He was right.
Yeah.
I mean, football's just insane in the regard where all of a sudden you can find yourself. If you look at the number of great players who got their chance due to injury, attrition, that guy having to come out, and then all of a sudden it's you. Tom Brady.
Of course.
I mean, it's
the biggest success story in that realm.
Yeah.
Mo Lewis separates Drew Bledsoe from his life, and all of a sudden Tom Brady is, right, Tom Brady is born.
He's there.
Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah.
It might have been somebody else. And sort of these sliding doors, multiple realities, maybe the lesson of Tom Brady is, yeah, he's great and all, but that could have been somebody else.
And see, I don't want it to be confused with little guys or sparky, you know, spunky guy. Like, Dustin Pedroia is talented, no matter how small he is. You know, Dustin Pedroia is a terrific baseball player. It's not that, look at little Dustin. I mean, little Dustin's hitting 315 and has an MVP on his mask. So, yeah, exactly.
He just happens to be short.
Exactly, yeah. Which is why people, you know, it's the relatable sport. It's the everyman sport baseball is.
Until you watch Giancarlo Stanton hit.
Well,
this is the sport of everyman.
Giancarlo do anything like that. You talk about physically imposing athletes. And of course, football is, you know, you got 45, 47 guys. You're like, that's not human. But Giancarlo Stanton walking up to a batter's box, and you see that dude as tall and as wide and as strong and as lean as he is. I mean, I think Shaquille O'Neal is the biggest person I've ever been around. LeBron James, I think, is the most physically imposing person, if that makes any sense to you. Like, Shaquille's just big. Like, LeBron James is 265 pounds of muscle.
I think the most imposing human specimen.
You going to bring up the linebacker?
No.
Oh. Daryl McClover?
One of the best football bodies. One of the best human bodies. Like, most idealized.
Like, once every 3 years, Bernstein brings up Daryl McClover
because it's a guy who couldn't play.
Right.
He couldn't play, but it's just watching him walk out, you said, oh my God.
That's
like,
it.
He looked like a statue.
Mm-hmm.
But the most physically imposing person, before you watched him do anything else, just standing next to him, was Arvydas Sabonis.
The size of his head alone.
I mean, that's a legit 7'3".
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, I mean, LeBron's only, quote-unquote, 6'8".
Right, right.
This guy, I mean, 7", is
wide and big,
like a golem. I mean, it just, he's a huge person. Did you see who died recently, the former North Carolina player, the British guy who was in Game of Thrones.
Oh, the 7-7 guy. Yeah. It was in the paper today.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little dog in the picture next to him. Like, my God.
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, these guys, their hearts have to do so much. You know, there's only
Neil Fingleton.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, and I never stood next to Neil Fingleton, but there's only so much a human heart could be asked to do.
I can't do more.
Just come out tiny cape.
Your heart's like Maceo.
That's
oh,
Goff.
That's awful.
I'm Bernstein. 312-644-6767. The little NFL draft stuff. So at 3:40, Pete Bursich is going to join us to talk about the combine, talk about the Minnesota Vikings and all that they have going on. And Molly Knight's going to be a lot of fun at 5, our Dodgers insider, and plenty more today on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. So much for Antonio Brown's alleged immaturity, selfishness, and having an act that was wearing thin on his coaches and his teammates. You don't make a guy who is anti-team and who only cares about himself, the highest paid receiver in the NFL, the way the Steelers just did. And it was the right thing to do. He might be the best receiver in the league, and considering Ben Roethlisberger turns 35 this week, this is a move that the Steelers had to make. It's the right move, and it's a move that they're not going to regret. Sure, Brown was out of line to put his coach on Facebook Live, and maybe he has gone into a funk a couple of times when he didn't get the ball. Find me one star receiver who hasn't. His positives far outweigh his negatives, and there really aren't that many negatives at all. So they're giving him a contract that he has earned and that he does deserve. And they also hit Le'Veon Bell with the franchise tag, which means we can pretty much forget all that nonsense about Ben Roethlisberger retiring as well. I'm Jim Rome.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, 2-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in music history.
What do you mean?
Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert.
Everything could ever be this way.
This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut.
Like this and like that and like this.
Death Row Records like boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997. This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lymon was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London. This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, it's those Lithuanian mustaches on some of those Soviet players, too. Was that Marcelonis and Sabonis? I believe they're both Lithuanian. We're watching some old Arvydas Sabonis tape here. Putting the Admiral in the rim.
Yeah, Arvydas Sabonis before the injuries, 1986 Olympic Games. There's a lot of stinky on that court.
That's a lot.
A lot of smoky, a lot of stinky.
Yeah. At halftime, we go into locker room, grow mustaches, smoke cigarettes.
We come out, take big poop, go play basketball. That's
the Steve Kerr, Tony Kukoc story.
Make halftime adjustments.
Right.
Where Tony Kukoc ate the huge meal. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to see my guy Tanny scrambling for this, but Tony Kukoc ate a huge meal the first time Steve Kerr had ever had like a pregame meal with him, and Steve was wondering why the hell he was eating so much, and Tony Kukoc explained, because, you know, this is what we do.
It's halftime thing.
We have meal, drink wine.
Quick story about Tony Kukoc, that when he came over to the NBA, first game of the season, I asked him if he wanted to go grab a bite to eat. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, kind of, you know, 4 hours before the game. And he orders this feast. I mean, salad, appetizer, huge plate of pasta, chicken, glass of red wine, a dessert like tiramisu, and then he follows it up with an espresso. And I'm just in awe. I'm sitting there looking at him like, Tony, this is your pregame meal? He goes, in Europe, we eat a lot. We drink a little wine. We have espresso. We go back to hotel, take beer, then we go.
It is.
He didn't say nap.
Right. That's quite the day. I mean, you could fill in a big meal.
There's a couple of smokes there. I heard some story when I was covering.
Espresso, just to get everything moving.
I heard a story when I was covering the Bulls that he would eat, like his Tony's pig out food was creme brulee. Yes.
Like, get that sugar. No, you get the beaties.
Like no, but he would, like, as part of his pregame, he mentioned, he said tiramisu, but I've also heard
how
that what
rich
he would
is
do,
rich, though.
Right,
like, what do you,
which I'm saying, like,
what do you do? Like, how much
late
can
afternoon,
you take?
Right, but late afternoon, he'd get, like, he'd get a creme brulee after his meal. I'd get another one.
To dessert, Tony,
right.
And then take big bleep and go out there and shots.
If I had creme brulee right now, I'd have to go to bed.
Yeah, man, that's,
I love it.
That's a tough look.
I love it. I had it like every day when we were in Paris because it's one of the great pleasures in life. And I'm not even a dessert guy, but that's the stuff. But before an NBA game, come on, man.
My God,
Southside, it's Rashad on the score. What's up, Rashad?
What's going on, Dan? What's up with it, Jason?
You got it, man. What's happening?
Not much, man. I know y'all was talking combine and football earlier, and I got to thinking. If I want you guys to be Ryan Pace for 1 second, either or situation.
Mm-hmm.
If after this offseason, free agency and draft, you can get accomplished one or the other, having a top 10 defense with adding five of these defensive prospects in this loaded draft and free agent with that $60 million cap, or get a quarterback 2 and 5 moving forward. Whether it be the trade of Garoppolo or you drafting one of the prospects.
Here's the question, though. Can I be, if you're saying that getting the quarterback means the quarterback is good?
Better than Cutler, Dan.
Come on,
that's
Rashad.
So
we're talking in that 7 to 11 range. We're not talking about the best.
I just want to see what I'm choosing here. If you're telling me that you could guarantee me a good quarterback
defense for me.
I'm taking the good quarterback.
Come on, Jason. Thank you.
I'm going defense, man. Because you can. I think you can stumble. I mean, yes, for years and years and years, you want to be good with a great quarterback. But I think the different ways to skin a cat now in the NFL. And if you have that defense, maybe you can just. I mean, look how we're talking about Houston and Kansas City and Minnesota. Those teams are ready to rock. You just got to drop a guy in the middle of it. Whereas I don't know that. The passing game and the way it's officiated, like I think it's balanced out more than it ever has been. So you're not going to be able to win shootout after shootout after shootout.
I understand.
Right?
Here's the thing.
Matt Ryan won the MVP.
I am not.
But
I'm not going to argue with you.
They didn't do much until that defense came around at the end of the season.
I'm not going to plant my flag on this.
I got you.
I'm choosing to not argue with you because I don't think there's a big difference here. I don't think there's really a wrong answer. But
give me that great D, and I'll try to figure something out.
I hate the quarterback wilderness.
I know.
And I hate game managers.
I know. You know how I feel. I mean, Alex Smith is a decent quarterback, and I despise him because of what he isn't. So
thank you.
I got you, but give me a good defense, man.
But he's describing somebody better than Alex Smith.
Alex Smith is what? If you got 32 quarterbacks in the league, he's around 12, 13, 14.
Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, a guy who hasn't won anything and got to AFC Championship.
I'm terrified of the quarterback wilderness, of wandering in that forest of desperation.
Not being able to stop anybody.
You like to think you can cobble a defense mm-hmm. together that's representative, well-coached, and guys can be where they're supposed to be, and I don't have to have... I mean, maybe you luck your way into one ass-kicker, but... I given that opportunity, man, as he presented it.
The Broncos won a Super Bowl with a dead person.
They did.
With a dead person taking snaps.
A dead person who also knew what passes he couldn't throw.
Understood and knew where to, you know,
where
his
smart
run checks
were.
Yeah, where his run checks were. I understand that.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves are home Saturday night versus the defending champions. The first 5,000 girls receive an American Girl shirt giveaway. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in the NBA. The Bulls, they play at Denver tonight. Tip-off is at 7. Michael Carter-Williams, Paul Zipser are out. Also tonight, the Warriors play at Washington, and Utah travels to the Thunder. DeMarcus Cousins will be suspended without pay for one game due to the 18th technical of his season. Once you hit 16, you start getting suspended one game at a time. In hockey, the Blackhawks have agreed to one-year extensions with Michael Roosevelt and Jordan Tutu. Nicholas Jarmelson, he'll be out for the rest of the week. Corey Crawford's feeling better from his illness, but Scott Darling will start in net tomorrow with Pittsburgh at the UC. Some NFL notes, the Vikings will not pick up Adrian Peterson's option for 2017, making him an unrestricted free agent. Eric Berry signs a 6-year, $78 million extension to stay in Kansas City, as the Chiefs have released Jamal Charles, and Washington has placed the franchise tag on Kirk Cousins. Major League Baseball, the Cubs and Angels out in Mesa, they were delayed due to rain. They're getting ready to start that one up right now. Alec Mills starting with Jason Hayward leading off. It's a split squad game for the White Sox. The Sox and Mariners out in Glendale. Michael Kopech made his debut. He struck out his first batter on three pitches of 99, 100, and 100. He did end up giving him four runs on three hits, a walk, and two Ks on the first inning.
That's your guy, Jay.
Yeah, that's all right.
I think that trade was a flop.
Yeah, he's revolutionizing how to keep your elbow healthy. I read that in FanGraphs today.
I hope so. I hope like his whole arm doesn't go with him on one of those pitches.
He said, quote, "I feel like if you can keep your shoulder healthy and your whole arm loose, that's the safest way to keep your elbow healthy."
All right. That's great.
Yep.
The other game, White Sox and Reds, they're out in Goodyear. It's scoreless in the first. Ronaldo Lopez on the mound for the White Sox. Imagine up to 2 years of totally cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4550 multifunction printer comes with enough ink for up to 2 years. That's up to 8,000 pages. Totally cartridge-free. Visit Epson.com/EcoTank. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy two egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for a dollar more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
Talking some NFL as the Combine officially opens in Indianapolis. Not much happens today. Players arrive. Everybody gets checked in. Mm-hmm. The executives begin drinking. And the coaches begin drinking. And some of that.
Go over to St. Elmo's. Get yourself a piece of meat.
And then afterwards,
hand out a piece of meat.
And judging from some stories that I've heard, there are some bars that are well on the outskirts of Indianapolis that are safe houses that have been where arrangements have been made, where there might not be phones allowed. There might be things that happen that stay there. They know what they're doing when there's some guys that want to get their load on. And the people who have been there, who have seen some things that have happened, say you're never going to get the details. It's never going to come out.
A plethora of...
of piñatas, yes. Yes,
indeed. A panic room with a plethora of...
That there are... Yeah, they know where they can go.
Yeah.
Where everything's okay.
You just look over and you see the personnel guy from the Chiefs and you're like, all right. What happens in Naptown stays in Naptown.
Maybe somebody throws a chair that hits something. I don't know. I'm just saying sometimes it happens and then somebody makes a phone call and everything's okay and you get a guy back to his hotel and nothing to see here. Move along.
Speaking of the Combine, how do you feel about Chad Kelly and Joe Mixon not being invited? Do you allow it to be left up to the people that are doing the drafting, or do you take that out of their hands, that opportunity to talk to these guys? Now, of course, guys are going to do their investigations and have them followed and hire, you know, PIs and all that kind of stuff, or go back and talk to their grade school, you know, teacher or something like that. But the fact that Chad Kelly, who has been known to start a bar fight or two and run onto a high school football field that his little brother was playing on to fight someone, or Joe Mixon in his instance, his freshman year on the campus at Oklahoma. Those two guys, not invited.
If I'm in charge of the Combine, I'm never going to divorce myself from having a marketing and or public relations understanding of the business of the event that's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. If I have an opportunity to, like, what cost reward, it doesn't hurt me. If I'm the person in charge of the Combine and trying to monetize it, market it for the NFL, it doesn't hurt me to not include them. It doesn't really help me to include them. Might help them. Might help the teams.
You think more eyes won't be on the scouting combine if Joe Mixon is out there running around, all of a sudden people are talking about it a little bit more?
I just think you're getting some stories that you can avoid. You put teams in uncomfortable positions. It only really would benefit the players. It might benefit the teams to do some MRIs on them and have access to them, but they're going to get that anyway. They're going to get the access they need. It's just a marginal inconvenience. But as far as the league goes, why would you want those stories being written? When right now you can remove that piece. You can say if they're not here, somebody might say, by the way, they're not here. But otherwise, you've created all these opportunities for them to talk and talk and talk and all kinds of stories to be done. And if you're NFL PR, nah, that's an easy one. I just think it's easy. It may be unfair to them, and the teams may be like, probably the teams would prefer they are there because they don't care. They want
football players.
Yeah, they want football players. They don't care. But from a league perspective, if I can excise the possibility of that video running again relative to my
activity. But that's the thing, though. You run the network. You can control if that video runs again.
In my broadcast, I can.
That's the only place that's carrying the combine.
Yeah, but everybody's look. How the score's got two beat writers there.
I got you.
I mean, the references to it. But that's the thing.
That's like hiding the truth and thinking that nobody knows it already. Like everybody knows what he did. Everybody's seen the tape. Everybody's already. And it's. I think it's pretty interesting because I've seen some pieces written about when has he paid his due. You know, to society, to the young lady, when can a 17-year-old move on? Now, there's a couple of ways that I would answer that. For me, if I am that young lady's brother or that young lady's father, I never have to take his apology or you know, accept that he has changed because that moment may have scarred my daughter or my sister for life, not just physically, but mentally. You know, I have a cousin who was beaten to death by her boyfriend. So, you know, domestic violence, that is nothing to play with. And at 17 years old, you kind of ask yourself, all right, to what end is this guy a bastard forever? Is he a reclamation project for somebody?
Maybe sometimes time will tell. And yeah. you can't always just declare a certain marking point and say yes or no. That once you're past this point or once you've done this or said this.
Sometimes nothing else happened that we know of.
Maybe you look back 20 years later and you realize that time has healed that wound or changed him. Look, I sometimes you got to just trust your instincts because you know if somebody's trying to con you or not.
Mm-hmm.
The example I always use is Michael Vick. Where that guy who lost a fortune,
200,
went to jail, and at one point I don't really think understood the depth of cruelty and what he was doing, and eventually did and does
and still does after his community service hours have been filled with animal cruelty groups, he still is campaigning and still. You know, trying to make people aware, not just in the South, but everywhere in this country that, yeah, this was a way of life that I thought was just was
okay.
Yeah.
And that is a person who genuinely seems rehabilitated.
Yeah. Contrite. And isn't that what you hold up when we're talking about the country and all that other stuff? Like what makes your country great? You know, how you treat your sick, how you treat your poor. And your reclamation projects, not just, you know, your gross national product or all the other things that the shiny numbers that we'd like to talk about. You know, if we're talking about corrections facilities, how many people actually get corrected? And of course, Joe Mixon didn't have to serve any time. But what do you do in that instance where a 17, 18 year old guy, a man has that and you know, I want to be as careful as possible because, you know, you jump on any word, has that lack of judgment, that lack of self-control, that lack of awareness and caring for another individual, especially a young lady. And now it's time for him to make some money. So where does it start? Where does it end? Who's to say, okay, I haven't forgiven him. Whose forgiveness should he care about too? Going forward, like these are all questions. And now that Pro Football Talk got a hold of him, I believe Mike Florio's people got a hold of him and said that his lawyers, you know, advised him not to speak about it for a couple of years. And then, of course, the tape drops and then Stoops has to speak about it. He has to speak about it. And of course, Brent Musburger, you know, what happened during the bowl game there, like them not inviting him to it, I think brings a little bit more attention than if you talk about it or if he's there and is forced to talk about it.
I think you could argue it either way, but mm-hmm. if I'm the decision maker, given the choice, I'm probably going to hide from it.
Okay.
If I'm the NFL, knowing how they want to control message and they want to shape message, you can probably shape the message better. And maybe somebody does a he should be here piece. you know, or the NFL's hypocrite, but you know that's coming. You know they'll call you a hypocrite.
Either way,
you know that's coming either way. Mm-hmm. But it you don't have the image of him in an NFL spandex on the field going through multiple drills every day, having his, and like, what if he runs a 4.32? You know,
this is the thing. I was checking out the Pro Football Weekly draft guide. Greg Gabriel and Greg has talked about, you know, taking guys off the board. Greg Gabriel has him ranked as his 9th or 10th best running back.
Oh, he's better than that.
Yeah, Wayne Gallman isn't better to me.
I think he's better.
And I trust and respect Greg Gabriel's professional opinion on this, but Wayne Gallman isn't a better running back than Joe Mixon to me. And Wayne Gallman is his number four. If you were, before we go to break here, if you were his agent, if you were his representation, what would you want as far as the combine is concerned?
If I were his agent,
are you happy that they have removed him from the situation?
If I were his agent, it depends how well I know him. If I could trust him, if I could
say
he told
you everything that's in his heart. He told you what happened that night.
If I didn't expect any surprises, and had him coached up, and I believed, I could look him in the eye and believe in him. I guess it depends on my belief in the kid and whether or not I would look at this as the first opportunity to change the news cycle to a positive one.
Or flip side, is he going to bust on you where all of a sudden he gets pressured?
It could be the end of everything.
You know what, to hell with all y'all, and he comes off looking poor.
Or he misses one meeting if he's the sleep-in guy.
Mm. All right.
You know what I mean? Like you run
so the other stuff.
You run that risk. About. I mean, he would have to. It's a phenomenal opportunity. But if I were his agent and I chose to have him go, if he were allowed to go, I wouldn't sleep. I wouldn't sleep until he was, I picked him up at the airport when he got home.
You're setting alarms on your phone like, all right, got to get up, Joe.
Yep.
Got to get up, Joe. hour from now,
I'm in the damn room with him, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because there's definitely risk involved there. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show, 312-644-6767. You have the score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved. Because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in music history.
This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack. This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lyman was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born. This week in music history. What do you mean? Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert. This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut. Death Row Records boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So Shane Reardon just walked in. He was over by the lockers.
All right.
He of the six pizza puff challenge last night, winning Barry Rosner's money.
I thought he was here to whoop somebody's ass or something.
And
you got $50, right?
I asked him. I said, "Hey, how you feeling?" And he didn't answer. He just gave me a look. He couldn't. He did not answer verbally. But
that's what happens.
Yes, when you eat six pizza puffs at once in a half hour, how God could you be him. Feeling good?
I don't know his business, but is Shane married? Or
I was just going to ask that. I don't know.
Like, when you don't have any
girlfriend,
responsibility
boyfriend,
to anybody else, you can rock like that. Like, the most reckless times of my life was when my lady wasn't living with me, and I could just, like you can go crazy. Like, messing around, not just talking to yourself, and pankety-wanky all the time, and,
when I was paying my $350 a month for my place in Rockford and felt like I was living like a king and hanging out with my guys and finishing every night eating Uncle Nick's Euros and Spanakopita and...
Don't do this to me right now.
Going to Hardee's. What?
I was thinking about it the other night. Like, my first place that I moved into, $700 a month in Hyde Park. It was a garden apartment, but it was like a tricked out garden apartment.
Yeah.
I had a steam shower. I had a terrific crib because the guy who owned the entire building lived down there, so he made sure his place was nice.
My cousin had the same deal when he lived in Bucktown.
Oh my God, man, $700. And I used to, and as a producer, I was putting things together like, all right, I'm not gonna eat on this day, and I'm gonna scrape this $700 together because I got this is the spot. I love this spot. I'm in a great neighborhood, and you can do whatever you want. I'd mess around and go out all hours of the night, and then come to work and produce you guys' dumbass show.
Jay, I was paying $350 a month.
Yeah, man. But I mean,
and that was Rockford, where nothing costs anything back then.
I was right down the street from that Harold's.
They had LT's. Underrated. LT's had 10-cent wing night once a week.
Yeah.
10-cent wings.
Inviting everybody and anybody over the crib, too.
And like every other beer they poured me for free. Just because.
Making pasta for everybody's daughter.
It was just...
it's a Mastacholi night.
Oh, dude. 2 a.m? We come back from the club or something like that? Oh, yeah. You best believe the pasta was going
up. I'm telling you, every night was either Uncle Nick's Euros or... Which is literally... It's like an old converted gas station, and you would just see this hand come out through a hole to hand you food.
Take your food.
Take your food and go. But or my Hardee's, back in my Hardee's days, mm-hmm. where it was quarter pounder... Frisco grilled chicken, a double order of fries, and you cover the fries in ranch dressing. That was the thing. That Frisco grilled chicken was the truth. Tony and Mattson, you're on the score. What's up, Tony?
I cannot eat like that. That sounds.
I can't anymore. I was 23 or whatever.
I don't care. That sounds gross, man. And the two pizza. I tell you, I feel like crap if I eat like that. I do. I feel.
I do too. I just eat when
we're talking about how we're old and washed up now.
That was 23 years ago. I can't eat like that.
You know what it's like to be old and washed up, Tony.
No. Hey, Jason, I'm going to see you one day. I'll show you how in shape I am.
I didn't say anything about how in shape you are. See, that's the thing. Washed up is different.
Also, age effect, regardless of your physical condition.
Washed is washed.
You can't keep your digestive tract in shape.
Okay, listen. So now you got me thinking about something else. I wanted to say something on what, look, I think people deserve second chances. Everything's always looked at from the victim's perspective, and I understand that, but the person who causes the crime... Okay? Mm-hmm. Something, you know, has gone wrong in their life where they've done this, and now they've caused the crime, and I'm not taking them off the hook. I'm just saying, what choice do they have? If they want to rehabilitate, they serve their time, and they do the right thing, what else do you want from them? They deserve a chance.
Oh, no, Tony, that's why I don't think this is an either-or discussion. I think there's a lot of nuance here, and I can understand for certain people how it would be, yeah, no go. I'm done with that because of personal experience. But, you know, you hope that nobody in your family would ever commit a crime like this. But if it does happen, do you throw them away? What do you
There's
do?
There's also the privilege of playing NFL football because it could... when we say,
you can go get a regular job.
Exactly. When we say give somebody a chance, that means live
office is always hiring.
Live a free life.
Right.
And whether or not your voting privileges are restored, that's certainly debatable. Yeah. But it's the question of what is a chance. Just because somebody was a great football player, it doesn't mean the NFL owes them that chance. It's still a private business. Each team is its own private business within a league. So of course people deserve a chance to be rehabilitated, but it might mean that he becomes a PE teacher. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's his life now. And now
his testimony will affect other kids.
That's what changes. That's what has changed is maybe what he forfeited wasn't a free life, but he forfeited his opportunity to play in the league.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of guys like that. And it doesn't mean that they're pariahs for the rest of their life. I mean, there's a lot of great stories of people who've gone on to do important and valuable things in society.
After serving?
Yes.
Time?
A lot. Mm-hmm. A lot. A lot of people who have been scared straight, who have had that rock bottom wake-up call.
Especially what the system calls for, too, to make sure that, you know, recidivism is the key. You know, to make sure that you are in the system, staying in the system, and making money for the system. Yeah, if you do correct yourself in one of these quote unquote correctional facilities, God bless you.
Don't start me on the misnomer of correction the correctional industrial complex.
Oh, without question.
That now has just been the switch has been flipped again with private prisons and whether or
now
not
now it's home monitoring where the money is.
That they are the private prisons are incentivized to have prisoners there.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they close. Did you see what happened to the stock prices of the companies that run these prisons when the administration announced what they were going to be doing?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, beginning to crack down on marijuana because they cook the stats about how much crime is involved around
and
marijuana.
A lot of those people have taken their money out of the private prison industry and put it into the home monitoring technology industry because that's going to be the next big thing. People serving time, not just on house arrest, but actual serving time at home. It's a different bubble getting ready to happen here real soon.
Fascinating stuff. 312-644-6767, 340. Pete Bursich is going to join us. We got a lot of things today. We had to move some things around because of some scheduling issues with guests. But it's all good. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
You made it through the winter, Cubs fans. Spring training baseball is here.
It's got a chance. Gone.
Time. time to talk Cubs baseball.
Grand slam! Grand slam, Addison Russell!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
HBO Sports presents...
You guys ready? Let's go!
A legendary program. 11 national championships. 17 Final Fours. The best college basketball team ever.
Let's go out there and play.
A multi-part documentary series following the UConn women's team.
This is why we practice the way we practice. We train the way we train.
UConn, the March to Madness. Wednesdays 10 p.m. starts March 1st, only on HBO.